All right, all right, all right. Here we are. Dude, where's my beer? CJ, the man, Alan, the awesome, a.k.a. Awesome Powers. Here we go. Episode two, everybody. Episode two. This is our second recording, our first one. Who knows what we're going to do with it. We're just running with it. But CJ, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Another fucking day. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right. Everyone, this is our first recording was face-to-face. We're going to try to do a face-to-face recording every other week. And then when we can't do it, given, you know, life scenarios, I got family with kids. This guy over here, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, we're going to try to do that. And every other one, we're going to do a phone recording. So right now, what we got going on is a phone recording. It's our first one. We're running with it. We're seeing how it goes. We got a pile of shit to talk about, but we're going to kick it off with 4th of July weekend, Wednesday.
Week.
How bad does that suck?
Hey, I got 5 days off, man. I'm good.
Yeah, not me.
No, that sucks.
Fuck off, dude. You guys did all that shit way before I was even part of the fucking plan here.
Dude, I just did this last week, man. You know, I'm not even doing anything. I don't even have any big plans for the 4th. It's the same shit every year. Fucking fireworks and booze.
I burn my balls every year. Fuck.
I got shot in the neck with a Roman candle last year.
Dude, what? Okay, why were you having a Roman candle fight or what?
No, because my friends are a bunch of drunk assholes and they thought it was funny and he shot it at me and hit me right square like in the jugular. I had a burn. I had a burn on there like I fucking stuck my neck on the muffler of a car. Like a dude, for like 3 days.
Dude, you know what's even funnier about that is man, you can look on YouTube. You can look this shit up, man. People, dude, I remember the only bad episode I ever had was when I was a kid. We was in Tennessee, man. All my family's down there. And my uncle puts on these big-ass shows. Long story short of it, dude, he was doing this shit. He had these big fucking honking fireworks going in the driveway. Everything was lopsided, not flat, nothing crazy. Dude, he was just lighting this shit off. Me and my cousins were sitting on a boat, like the trailer of a boat, kicking or swinging our legs. Next thing you know, this big-ass fucking firework thing. It's got like 50 shots in it, you know, one of those big fuckers.
Yeah, the artillery shells.
Yeah. Dude, it's popping off, and it's fucking like, oh, look in the sky. Wow, this is great. Next thing you know, you're like looking up, you're hearing pops, but you're not seeing nothing, right? You look fucking down, boom, we're getting shot in the fucking legs. Everybody's fucking running like, dude, he's one of those guys, man. He's one of them guys.
Fucking yeah, that was my worst experience last year, was getting shot in the neck. But otherwise, I'm not really a big fan of 4th of July.
I'm not a fan of it at all because here's why. I got 3 kids. I love my kids. I love my family. I would never trade nothing for it. But here's what I got to do. I got to take my family into these fucking town parades.
Nah.
Fireworks, right? You know that shit.
That's a load of shit there.
It is, dude. And the problem is there's every fucking idiot on the planet all doing the same thing. And nowadays, man, fuck, everybody's just ignorant.
Well, here's my thing is, now we live, what, about 30 miles apart? We'd say right around there.
Yeah.
In my town, they have the parade. So all these kids, all their shit going on. Yeah. And every adult watching that parade is hammered because every bar opens at like 9 in the morning. And there's people just coming in and out of the bars that nobody ever goes to are open, but they're fucking packed on the 4th of July. Hey, you walk in there, they're charging like $1.80 for a fucking beer. Like, okay, because I'm not going to buy $20 worth of beer, so I don't have to keep coming back in here.
Fucking A, man.
No. Shit.
That's exactly what I do. You know, and it's even more fucked up is I understand all those parents' pains because you wake up, you're like, fucking, I didn't want to wake up. I'm awake as shit. Now I'm here at this fucking parade. And, man, I wake up every fucking day and I'm like, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to drink today. I'm not going to drink today. And then it's fucking, there you go. 8:30 in the fucking morning. You kids are driving me nuts. Pouring in a fucking drink, dude.
Well, shit. Go ahead. What are you gonna say?
I can't fucking do it, man. It has to be that way. I don't blame them. I don't blame none of them people, man.
Especially on a holiday.
Yeah. And you're not working.
Like, they go from, like the main road is where the parade is. After the parade, they all migrate to the east towards the lake, and then the park just fills up with, like, 8,000 people. And I don't want to badmouth anybody, but I'll tell you what. You see some of the fucking
weirdest.
Yeah, I guess that's a word. I don't want to use something else. Let's go weirdest, most outrageous people that you've never seen in this town living here all these years, and all of a sudden they just come out of woodwork for the 4th of July.
Dude, you want to know what's even more funny about that, to go along with that, is, and I love the people that we were with, right? So we went to one of them fucking functions. It's, you know, you go out there during the day, you do the parade, long story short, the fireworks come at the park, wherever the park is, right, in your area. Yeah. So we get there, we have our place staked off due to one of my good buddies that I got. Love the guy, cool ass dude. But he staked off an area for us. We get there, and then some of the friends come. So we're all sitting there. All right, I got three fucking kids, man. They're all young, all under the age of 6, right? And then I'm fucking sitting there with my wife, and all of us are there. We're all drinking. We're getting prepped up for the fireworks. The next thing you know, there's fucking iguanas crawling around.
Iguanas?
Two big-ass iguanas, dude. And I'm talking about big, and I'm talking about, like, all right, I'm not going to include the tail, because the tail is going to make them, like, fucking, oh, my God, that's huge. But if you look at the body of a fucking iguana, head to, like, butt, right? That was a probably probably 2.5-foot fucking iguana. A monster, dude.
Well, are these, like, people you know as iguanas, or are you just random? Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, yeah, it was their iguanas, but it's, like, she was like, the girl was holding them like it was like their kid. And I'm like, you have kids, man. What? This is a goddamn iguana. It's not a dog or a cat. It's a fucking iguana, man. They got like poison sex in their cheek and shit.
Would you ever eat an iguana?
Yeah, I mean, if you cooked them up good, I would.
Because they say that's what they eat in like Jamaica and shit. Like they eat iguanas. Or okay. Yeah, something like that. Like they actually have them in like restaurants and shit.
I would eat it, I guess. I mean, if it was good, I mean, I would try it. I would definitely try it, dude. I'm not going to fuck. I went to Jamaica. Actually, oh, man, we're bringing this up. Cups. Super drinking specials, drinking cups. Yeah, it's going to tie back into Jamaica because CJ over there has got a fucking, what is it? What do you got now?
I got the Macho Man Randy Savage cup, man. Yeah. That thing is the most badass cup in the world, and I don't drink out anything else, especially alcohol.
Dude, my daughter even loves that cup.
That thing travels with me everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that was and our first recording that was here. And yeah, that's gonna be his part. And I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, I gotta have a cup too. So we'll probably order me a fucking wrestling cup soon enough. But
yeah.
Right now I'm using my Jamaica cup. Me and my wife went to Jamaica for our honeymoon, which was 5 years later, because we have multiple kids. But yeah, I got a Jamaica cup, and I saw hot ass fucking women on the beach. Boom. And all the Jamaicans were awesome.
Wait, so was there a nude beach?
There was one like a fucking mile or two north of us. We didn't go.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
I figured there'd be a lot of old people there, like saggy ass titties that I'm not trying to look at.
You really fucked that story up.
Well, I mean, we could use a ripping and a tearing, man. Yeah, no, I don't know about the new beach. And plus, where we go is like a lot of older people. And I'm really not trying to look at older people.
Yeah, that's probably not the sight you want to have in your mind.
No. But you know what I did have?
What?
My wife wouldn't even kill me because she knows I was in love with this girl. She was my little beach Jamaican goddess on the beach. Dude, there was this fucking French girl. And I know she's French because we saw her like 4 times. And every time Kelly was like, oh, there's your girl. I'm like, yes, yes.
I think you told me about this one.
I did, dude. This girl was, man, I'm telling you, anybody, man. Like, look, I mean, I don't even know how to explain this, dude. Like, I love women. I love the look of women. I love everything about women. Dude, I love my wife and everything. But this girl, she was young as shit. She was probably 22 to 28 in that range, I'm thinking. And she was built like fucking, she had to have been built like Eve, man. Adam and Eve or something. I don't fucking know. Because this girl had, she had women stopping their tracks. Like, she would walk, she had this little thong bikini thing on, she was walking on the beach, and then women were stopping and just staring at her, not like disgusted mode,
yeah,
but like staring at her because she was fucking wow. Oh, and she sat right in front of us on the beach, and I was in heaven.
Of course.
Oh dude, I was in heaven.
Yeah, that, see, I've never been on no vacation like that. Vegas is about as far as I got.
That's a good enough vacation, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a long time before I go back. Man. I got, first off, I lost a lot of money. Second off, I got booted out of the pool at 8:30 in the morning.
The fuck?
I was too drunk. We got there the night before 8 o'clock at night. We were still drinking this morning. I got kicked out of the pool for going down a water slide that was closed.
Well, yeah, that's not going to help.
And then
but I would probably done the same thing.
I couldn't find the fucking hotel room because I was too drunk. Don't remember that. Came back the next morning. Everybody was shaking my hands. Security, the pool people, they're shaking my hands, talking to me. I'm like, I don't know who any of you people are. They're like, oh, you don't remember? I'm like, hell no, dude. I did drink a bottle of Jaeger last night. I don't remember nothing. Like, I had made best friends with the people at the pool. Needless to say, I didn't go back to the pool maybe about after that.
I would have. Who knows who you made friends with, man? That's Vegas, man. You
I went like, the next morning when I was sober and not hungover, I went. I must have made a hell of a scene in there because I don't really know what happened. All I know is about going down a water slide.
You're probably, fuck it, I'll go down the fucking slide.
Yeah.
It's closed, man.
Because it had a big chain across it that says, do not enter.
Yeah, fuck it. They have to expect it, man.
That's just a suggestion. Who cares?
Yeah. That's just a fucking, that's just the guideline, dude. Fuck it.
Hey, I had a blast. Drank like a fish.
All right. So, tying into fucking Vegas. We're going to run into Vegas. So, Vegas, you see lots of crazy shit. There's things that you come across that are like, wow, dude, what the fuck? You know, I'll never see something like that again, right? Right? Right?
Oh, man. I don't even know. There's just so much going on at one time. It's like mind-blowing at some points.
So what do you think about this?
Uh-oh.
Guy on a buffalo.
God. All right, I can't remember the name of the band. I probably should have looked that up, but I can't remember what they're called. But
all right, I'm gonna look this up right now.
Yeah, look it up.
You explain. Let me hear you explain what Guy on a Buffalo is.
Okay, so there's a movie from the 70s. Again, I don't recall what it's called, but
we'll figure it out.
It's a guy riding around on a buffalo. He lives out in the middle of nowhere. He rides around on a buffalo and does frontier things. Well, there's a band, and once Al looks it up, we'll remember the name, but I can't remember what they're called. But they recreated four different parts of a song, and the music video is clips from this movie.
It's fucking hilarious. Guy in a buffalo song. Let's look this fucker up.
I was at the bar one night a few months back with a buddy of mine, and he showed me these videos. So we're talking as he's showing me these videos, and he goes, dude, wouldn't it be
the possum? What? The possum posse.
Possum posse, that's it.
Is that it, dude?
Yep, that's it. I couldn't think
of it. You said something about the possum, and I'm like, great, I'm going to run with that, dude. But now I don't know. I haven't confirmed. But I'm looking up something shit here that the Possum Posse seems to be the name.
That sounds right. I knew it was something like that. The Possum Posse. Those guys are fucking awesome. Because that's them. Them four videos are unbelievable.
Yeah, that's it. It's the Possum Posse, dude. Yeah. Their song video. Guy on a buffalo.
Find what the real movie was called, because I can't remember what it was.
We can find that out, too, dude. Guy on a buffalo.
Needless to say, this discussion went on, and this Friday I will be receiving a tattoo of a guy on a buffalo on my leg.
On your thigh.
Thigh.
And it's going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to take up pretty much my whole thigh.
Oh, dude.
And I'm not really nervous about it. I just hope that it turns out, because I mean, my buddy that's doing it, the guy is an awesome artist. He's great, but sometimes I get a little shaky, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to have literally a Grizzly Adams looking motherfucker sitting on a buffalo, riding a buffalo on my leg in the middle of the woods.
On the top of your thigh, though, so it's going to be great. So then if you ever hook up with a girl, and let's just say they're in a bent over position, or, I mean, anywhere else, I mean, you're going to have a guy on a buffalo. You could actually probably get in a good rhythm with that. A guy on a buffalo.
Every time I take off my pants, I'm going to laugh. So
gonna have to wear some fucking Speedos now.
And I don't wear pants very often. Like my pants come off a lot, especially when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty excited to see what the outcome of this is gonna be.
Oh,
there's only a select few people that know that I'm getting this. Well, now if anybody's gonna listen to this, they're gonna know it too. But I'm pretty excited, yet a little, just a smidge nervous about how it's going to turn out.
Oh my god, dude! If I was in your boat, if I had this idea first, I would have fucking been just diving in ballsy. And the movie is called Buffalo Rider.
Buffalo Rider.
That's what it is. I'm looking at the cover of it right now.
He said the only way we're doing that tattoo is if that movie's playing.
Buffalo Rider, right there, man.
Buffalo Rider. That's all he said to me. He goes, I'll do a tattoo. I'll provide Coors Light. And you provide the movie. So I gotta do that.
You have Friday. To do that.
Yeah. I'm going to order it right off of Amazon.
You're going to have to, dude. Because, dude, if you're getting that tattoo, I want one of those. I want one of those bad, dude. I want it on my butt cheek so bad.
Just a whole cheek or like maybe like a mini
fucking cheek. I want it on my left butt cheek for some odd reason. I want that guy on a buffalo on my left butt cheek. I want the head of the buffalo as like the mid part of the cheek part. You know what I mean? Like the meaty part of it.
I wish I had the picture of it still. I don't have it anymore, but the original drawing that he did, like I was telling you earlier, it was good, and he touched it up, so it's gonna be amazing. From what he showed me, it's gonna be something else.
Dude, this is from the 70s, man.
Yeah, I think it was like 1972, 74.
Fucking old. That fucker's old, man. Hey, but all the best shit comes from old fucking movies. 1978 right there.
78.
Yeah.
It's like a B-list movie. Like, it was never, like, anything major.
Yeah. No, it's not a not a big fucking movie. Two stars, you know, on the internet shit. But you know what? You know, you watch a movie and critics are going to rate something the way they rate it. And, you know, half the critics nowadays are fucking idiots anyway.
I wish I was a little more savvy with the whole internet thing.
Yeah.
I would live stream me getting that tattoo on Friday if I knew how to do that.
All right. I think we need to bring Beard into this.
Yeah. We're going to have to. All right,
look. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have to bring Beard into this. You're going to have to get. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Me and CJ, we're not fucking idiots, but dude, we don't give a fuck about a lot of shit. And we don't. I mean, dude, we ain't that type of people, man. We're like, oh, you're going to read it on Reddit or internet or. Yeah. That's not us. But I think at minimum, dude, we need to have this completely recorded. So we'll have Beard, our buddy Beard, come in, and then he'll have to just go with you when you do it, because you know he ain't got nothing to fucking do.
Oh, we know that.
You know it. He'll say, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy, and he'll be there an hour before you need to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Dude, bring him, bring his ass along, feed him some fucking whiskey, because that's all he ever fucking needs anyway. And then make sure he records. I'm talking about the whole fucking nine yards.
Oh, he has to record everything. Period. It's got. That's the only way it's going to work is if he records the whole thing.
But, dude, we got to have that recorded. Because, dude, I mean, you're getting a tattoo of a guy in a buffalo. Anybody that listens to this and they're going to hear it, they're going to be like, guy in a buffalo? Are these guys fucking dumb? This is stupid. And then they're going to look it up. They're like, what the fuck? And they're going to be like, I want to see the tattoo now. They're going to be so curious. Have... And all these people are going to want to watch this shit. I want to watch it.
But if you're going to listen to the songs, like the four-part songs by the Possum Posse, you can't take it too seriously because you're going to overthink it and then you're going to think it's not funny.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious. And the fact that these guys do concerts and play that in the background as they're doing the concert makes it even better.
All right, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to put this out here because me and you don't give a fuck, and I'm going to speak for you on this.
Okay, go for it.
Don't give a fuck if you guys like it anyway. Guy in Buffalo is fucking awesome. And that's what it is. You look it up and then go ahead. I don't, dude, I don't care. You want to have judgmental feelings or thoughts about this shit, dude? Go ahead. Then you're not the listener for us. This shit is fucking funny and it's hilarious. It's weird. It's abstract. It's fucking off the wall. But you know what? It's fucking, it is funny if you look at it, dude.
It is. Like I said, I wish I could show you the actual what it's going to look like, but I kind of want it to be a surprise, so that kind of works out better.
No, yeah, I'm all about the yeah. I want to see it bad. You got to record it, but don't publish anything right away. Just hold it. We'll figure this out. We're not the greatest.
The video off. Yeah, I'll have Beard record it. And yeah, it's going
to
be a.
He has to record it, dude. Period.
Period. That's going to be a long afternoon.
Jomo and the Possum Posse.
Jomo?
Yeah.
Jomo.
Hang on. I'll tell you what, I got something like, coming up. I got something cooking here, dude.
I'd like to meet them guys.
I think they're actually kind of young. You hear that?
Oh, my God.
That's the song. So if you think of that, all you gotta do is picture a guy in a buffalo.
Can we get in trouble for playing this?
I don't know. I'm gonna stop it right there. Maybe we could. I don't know. Could we?
Yeah, I don't really know either. This is I'm new here.
Nah, fuck it. We'll just run with it. If somebody says, "Hey, you can't do that again," we'll just turn it off.
Yeah.
There's only 2,400 comments, dude. There's not many people looking at this shit.
Hey, man, I just
fuck it.
When I got to that point where he was bringing up the tattoo, I'm like, I have to do this. And the first time I was supposed to do it, it kind of fell through. And then I ran into him the other day, and he's like, "We're doing it. We're doing it no matter what." He's like, "What day are you free?" I'm like, "I can do any time after Tuesday. I'm good."
You got to do it.
He's like, "Friday at noon? Boom, I'll be there."
You have to do it, man. That you can't. You actually. Absolutely better not back out or have any type of excuse, dude. All you got to do is lay there and let him fucking just drill on you, dude. That's it.
Well, when you say it like that,
come on, no, you're fine with it.
No, I'm in. I'm 100%.
Yeah, of course. I knew you'd figure. Yeah, I knew you'd swing that way, dude.
Fuck off.
Oh, damn. All right, let's move on. We're moving on. We're going to move on. We did the Buffalo guy in a Buffalo. We love it.
We got that.
Tattoo, so he's going to get recorded. So it will be posted. Once we get everything up and running, we're going to put – we'll have a website. We'll have a whole nine yards. We'll have a whole fucking everything. You'll be able to watch shit, see shit, look at our dumbasses doing dumbass shit, whatever. Anyways, we're moving on. We're going to talk about – I don't know. What are you feeling, dude? I'm pumped up. I want to talk about, like, the studio thing.
Yeah, go ahead. You want to lead that off, by all means.
I really do. I want to talk about it, dude, because it's only exciting for us, not exciting for anybody else. I do want to just brush and talk about it for a tiny bit because I'm just too pumped, dude. I'm too excited about this shit. So, to keep from babbling, dude, CJ and I, we're going to be doing, we got a little at my house. I got this little fucking room in my basement there that's just this oddball room. It's odd as fuck, dude. It's like an odd shape. It's like 8 foot by like 15 foot. It's just a weird fucking room. There's nothing in it. It's just weird. But we're going to turn that into our little studio. We're going to put some carpet in there, fix it all up, you know, finish it up like a little basement thing. And dude, man, I'm extremely pumped, man. We're going to have a little TV in there, radio, you know, the internet. We're going to have our whole little 9 yards. It's going to be our little studio. I'm fucking pumped, dude. I'm dying.
But, so we can actually keep the studio going. Please, please, if you listen to this, just subscribe, like it, whatever.
Love it.
Love it. Whatever the options are.
Give us a hug. I don't know.
Because that would be great to keeping this thing going. Because I know it's our second episode, but it's a blast.
Dude, we're people givers, man. I'm gonna straight off subject here, CJ. We've talked about this multiple times here, you and I, and
yeah.
I can tell you right now, for anybody that's ever going to listen to us, like us, follow us, or anything along those lines, what kind of our ideas are and what we feel that we want to do is to, you know, have, in a sense, a donation, but not for us. Like, we can even put, like, ticks on it to show the amount of donations. And then what we want to do is take all the money from it and then rent out a place, have a pig roast where we are. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't help any people out of state that listen to us, which I don't think we'll ever get out of state. I mean, if we did, great, but, you know, got to dream small.
We'll cross that when we get to it.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah. I mean,
but, dude, we've talked about this. We want to, like, you know, if, you know, any like, donations or anything to us, dude, we don't want to profit from this. Me and CJ, we just love to talk. We love to chat. We love the bullshit, dude. We're both I'm a babbler. He's not, but he's got a lot of stories. I could tell you that. But
we haven't
fired you up yet, dude. We haven't hit the engine on you yet, dude.
No, that engine's still idling.
Oh yeah, it's gonna come off soon enough, dude. But be honest with people, and this isn't a bullshit. This isn't a lie. This isn't a. Man, anybody that knows me in my life knows that I am the last bullshit. I am not a bullshitter. I am the last dude to fucking give you any information that is not true. I just don't do it. I don't operate that way. And we want to take any type of donations or subscription money or any whatever it is. We want to pull it up and get like a pig roast. We want to take all the money, get a pig roast, and go talk to a bar around the area, centrally located or something, you know, and then be like, hey, can we have a podcast here and have a pig roast and you guys can promote yourselves? And that's what we want to do. We want to take any of the money that we get, throw it back to the people, because fuck, there ain't no podcast or anybody without the people listening. And if we don't have people listening, then we don't got nothing. So let's throw you guys a party.
And we're just talking to each other on the phone, basically.
Yeah. This is a regular fucking thing, man.
I agree with you. It's if there's nobody listening,
you don't got nothing.
You got nothing. So hopefully we'll find somebody and they can throw us a subscribe or a like. We're on everything.
We'll figure it out.
We'll be on Apple, we'll be on Google. We're gonna publish as many as we can get on.
We'll try to do one a week, at least a phone or a face-to-face. The face-to-face is what we're basing off of, but
the face-to-face will be a little more intense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the drinking will be a lot heavier. We're just doing this on a Monday night. But
yeah. Got to work in the morning and everything, dude. Fuck it. Whatever, dude. Yeah.
There'll be a lot heavier drinking on the face-to-face, or if we catch a good weekend one over the phone.
Dude. The weekend ones are going to be fucking wicked, because when we get to hang out on the weekends, You're going to be catching stories like our first episode, which we still have to figure out how we can publish that one because, man, a lot of shit happened on that fucking weekend. And then it was like, yeah.
Very, I don't want to use the word incriminating, but.
Kind of, yeah. Without being.
Podcast and, we got to figure out how to get that thing edited before we play it. If we get up to a certain amount of episodes, we'll release it. But right now, that one's probably going to stay in the archives for a bit.
It's going to have to be because, dude, that was uncensored, uncut, un-everything. First-timers, noobs, cherries popping, yeah. Dude. That was we had no fucking idea about nothing. And we still don't. We're winging it, dude. We're winging it. We're not trying to fucking be like anybody else. We're just doing our fucking thing.
That was an hour and a half. We're only sitting at 30 minutes right now.
Dude, 30 minutes and 50 seconds. And we haven't even touched half the shit we want to talk about. And let alone where we're going to go.
And as we sit here, I just keep writing shit down. So, I mean, we could probably sit here for a good 3 hours if we really want to. But,
Unfortunately, we're going to have to – I think we're going to have to publish it first so we can figure out. Short episodes, long episodes, or I don't know. Like, you want
to
hear?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, yeah, we're going to have to.
We're running with it, dude. I mean, we're winging it, dude. We're just fucking roaming. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm still pumped about the fucking Buffalo Riders. I want one so bad, dude.
That's going to make for a hell of a video.
Oh, dude, you're going to have to record from start. You're actually going to have to walk in there beforehand and let them know, like, look, we need to record this because this is going to be potentially on a podcast and we'll do some shout outs and shit. But, you know, the whole nine yards. But it has to be, dude. It has to be. You can't do a guy in a Buffalo tattoo without fucking having that recorded, period.
I agree. I think it needs to be recorded because I can tell you right now how this is going to go. You go.
Yeah.
Let's just say this takes 4 hours. Let's just say that. And there's going to be beer and probably shouldn't be drinking while I get a tattoo, but you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really care. It's Friday.
Dude, you got to roll with it, dude. It's going to be fucking pimp, dude.
It's going to go. It's going to be great. I'm excited. That's only my second tattoo.
Yeah, dude, I'm...
Well.
That is going to be crazy, dude. Oh, my God. It's going to be the best tattoo. This is going to be the best tattoo. I actually want to promote it for you, dude, because it's going to be the best fucking tattoo. It really is, man.
I'm going to show up Monday. Monday and just be like, yeah, here it is, guys. Here's the real deal.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm going to call it now. It's not official, but I'm going to call it now. It's going to be like a war between me and you of abstract tattoos. Because I am all about fucking covering every inch of my body with a fucking tattoo. And now I want weird ass shit. I want shit that like fucking nobody's got. Just off the wall. Like, what the fuck is that, man? Like, yeah, you'll never see it again either, dude. That's what I want.
Why not? You gotta stay original.
I want it, dude. I want fucking weird ass shit. I want like a Dorito tattooed on me.
Just right on the back of your neck.
Maybe. Just like one cheese Dorito. Only because, I mean, I have a story behind it.
Okay. I just thought I thought that just popped into your head like you wanted a Dorito tattooed on you.
No, dude. My dad was in the Navy. So I was always around my mom and her best friend, her husband was in the Navy too with my dad on the same ship. So, and all they ever fucking ate was goddamn cheese Doritos and bean dip. That was for like fucking 10 years of my life. That's all they ever ate. So it's like, I got to have a cheese Dorito on me somewhere. Somewhere I got to have one. Maybe in the armpit. I don't know. Maybe the armpit hairs could look like the fucking little black dots on there. I don't know.
Go for it. Do it. Armpit. Armpit Dorito.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure some shit out, dude. I got a lot. I got plenty of crap.
I got plenty of room for dads.
Yeah. We'll work on that, dude. But all right. Speaking of tattoos, here's what I can say. Girls to me with tattoos, and not just like, oh, I got a tattoo on my ankle. I have a tattoo on my, you know, my forearm. Nah. Girls to me with like fucking half sleeves and sleeves and like, you know, are covered. I fucking.
Oh, I hear you there. I hear you 100%.
God damn, dude. Isn't it like, I don't know, it like makes a regular person like exotic or something. I love it.
It's, yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's, I agree with you 100% on that. I don't know what, I wonder why. It's just, but I,
you want to,
I don't like, no offense to anybody that's got one, but like neck tattoos, I just can't bring myself.
I actually want one, dude.
No, I mean, not even just on me. I'm talking about like on a chick.
Yeah, well, shit, well, that's what I'm saying, but that's where it's hard for me to explain this is like when I'm talking about like tattoos, I'm talking about like somebody that's like dove in like head first. Man, they're like, I'm not talking about like a full body suit.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you get like one neck tattoo and it's one of those like, I'm sorry, ghetto ass fucking tattoos.
Oh yeah, see that's.
That's what it is. It's like you put like your name or somebody. You're like, dude, that's a little ghetto to me, and I'm not meaning that in a racial way. I'm just saying that's just like, dude, that's kind of wacky. But like, if you go dive in and you have like a whole theme or a portrait or you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you have a whole theme and you got like your whole fucking neck and it's like all part of this big ass thing. That's
oh, that way, thing. Yeah, that's fine. That I get. That's fine.
Random sporadic tattoos, especially on a girl, is just kind of gross.
I'm not gonna lie to you, kind of off the subject. I'm a little buzzed up here.
Shit, you? Man, I think I almost drank a box of wine.
I've been drinking scotch.
You got some scotch? Where'd you get? Where'd you get? Did you get scotch?
No, I got some Johnny Walker scotch.
Mmm. What about Sloppy Joe's?
I'm a Johnny Walker fan.
I
love Johnny Walker, man.
Johnny Black. I'm actually not a big fan.
Johnny Black.
I'll try it. I'll give it a good ass try, but
it's,
I don't know. I'm not a Johnny Walker guy.
I don't know. It's an acquired taste, I guess, is the best way for me to put it. It's whiskey.
Most almost have those types.
It's whiskey. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how to even describe it. I think it's delicious, and it gives you a good kind of drunk.
Oh, dude, you have a couple cups, man. A couple man glasses, dude, with a little whiskey rocks in. If you like that, or if not, man, I got my little scotch glasses and shit like that. Man, that gives you a good ass, and you don't need much. You have a couple glasses, dude. A couple glasses, and you're fucking loaded.
It gives you a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm fucking talking about, man. All right, here.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? All right. What do you think about this, CJ? Fake tits. Oh.
You see, now, let me break this down for you here. On a fake tit. Okay, there's nothing wrong with them by any means.
No, of course. Well, tits are tits, man. Well, as long as it's on a woman, though. A real woman.
But they have to be proportioned to your body, first of all.
Yes. Ah,
second of all, too big is too much.
Yep.
Like the girls that get like, yeah. I understand those chicks with smaller ones that want bigger boobs. Great. Just don't overdo it. Like,
yeah, but that's what they always seem to do, doesn't it?
Make it fit your body.
They can't. They can't. Some of them just fucking get those big honking ass, like, I don't know, man. I don't know about you, but I'm a guy that I like to see. I like natural titties. So, like, I like to see some fucking titties, like, have some jiggle to it. Some regular.
Yeah.
Jiggle, you know, if you will. I don't know. Like, I like to, you know, you go see tits in a shirt, like a tank top at the grocery store or something like that. You're like, wow, this motherfucker.
You're cutting out on me here.
Am I really?
Yeah, big time. It's like a lot of reverb echo going on.
I had some reverb a little while ago, dude. Is it going down?
Yeah, it's like every once in a while it'll hit.
Fuck. This is why the phone shit's
gonna suck, I know, dude. But for now, I mean, it's not like nobody can understand what you're saying, but you know, I'll just.
Yeah, no, I know, but I hate it, dude. This is why the face-to-face is just 30 times better, man.
Well, I mean, we'll go with it. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Yeah, back to them fucking fake-ass titties. It's like, dude, you got to have – I like jiggle and wiggle in a titty, dude. Like, when you bump into a girl and them fuckers are just wobbling and jiggling and shaking, it's like, ah. I just love natural-ass titties, dude. You take a shirt off of a girl that's got fake ass too big for their body, and you know, like you're saying,
proportion. Yeah.
You take it off, and you got them titties. They're just like fucking. I mean, what you put in there? It's like a little softball with a nipple on the end of it, and that's it. And they don't move. They don't even move. You could pound the shit out of them, and they don't even move. It's like this isn't even like it's gross, man.
I don't like it. I like a little jiggle, jiggle.
Oh, I gotta have jiggle. I gotta have some booty jiggle. And I'm not talking about like obnoxious, like, oh yeah, you want nah. I just need a little bit of shake. A little bit of jiggle here and there, and I'm fucking happy, man, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah. You don't gotta get out of hand with it. Just to let you know it's there, you know. Just a little bounce.
Little jiggle. You know, it's like a fucking wave. It's like a wave pool for a guy or something. I don't know. You see a titty move and it's like, you can get them focused in for like fucking 20 minutes.
Hell yeah. I've never.
Oh, dude, it's like the best toy on a planet.
I've never had a fake breast.
I never got to screw one.
I don't think I've ever felt a fake breast. I'll be 100% honest with you. 29 years old, I don't think I ever did.
I gotta think about this. I don't think.
I mean, other than maybe the occasional stripper, but
that's the only way I could think that I may have. But otherwise, I don't have any full-on remembrance of like going up to a girl like, "Oh, these are fake titties," and grabbing it like that's fucking weird. I don't have any remembrance of that in my.
Yeah, me either.
And I don't. And actually, be honest with you, I don't even care. I don't want to grab a fake ass titty because it looks like a piece of plastic. I don't want it.
You want a nice, real boobie.
Yeah, even the nipples. I'm a big nipple guy, girl. I'm a huge nipple guy. I love
nipples. Because sometimes nipples can be gross.
Sometimes they can.
I mean, it's not very often, but occasionally you get a weird nipple.
But you know what? I'll run with that, dude. I'll run with it, I think, because as long as it's like a decent titty, I'll fucking run with a weird nipple.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make or break the situation on a weird nipple. But I mean, like if your nipple like it looks like you have a baby carrot, that's a bit much. I don't want you to poke my eye out with your nipple.
That's National Geographic, man. You just suck on it. Maybe you'll get like.
Yeah, but see, at that point, if your nipple's that big, if you were sucking on that, you're a little too close to feeling like you're sucking on somebody's wiener.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for it, dude.
I don't need that in my life.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's too fucking
Well, it's the truth, though, you know? I mean...
Hey, man, I can honestly say that I've never come across one of
those. I never have, personally. But, like, you see things every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, you've seen... I'm sure there's a video out there, and I'm sure we both know who's probably got a video like that.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Dude, here's a funny one for you. This is what I'm talking about. So I'm going back into fucking high school days for me, dude. This is fucking 20 years ago. Fucking 20 years. I don't even know when was I. I don't know when was I in high school. It was 15 to 20 years ago. I can tell you that for me, people. There was this girl. She was like a thick girl. She wasn't fat by any means. She was just like a thickly built person, right? And she had tits the size of a fucking, oh my god, CJ, I'm not even fucking with you, dude. I'm not even lying to you, dude. Her tits, it was like a medicine ball. She had like two medicine balls.
Jesus.
These motherfuckers were huge. But she was built for so she wasn't like some skinny twig walking around with like 40-pound titties. But she wasn't some fat fuck either. You know,
she's probably got back problems.
She probably got a boob reduction now. I don't know. I fucking probably spoke 100 words to her and that was it. But she has these big ass monster titties, dude. And these motherfuckers were huge. And this was high school days. So high school days are different. You know, you're like, wow, look at those. And I remember, dude, this was like a prom night, not my prom night, but like a prom night. And then this girl, you know, I'd heard from everybody, like, oh, this girl wants to hook up with you, blah, 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 the whole nine yards of this and that. Well, it's finally party time. Everybody's passing out. Me and this girl are on the couch. We're hanging out and we're starting to hook up a little bit. And her tits are so fucking big. So big, dude. Okay, like you can't grab it with a hand, right? So run with me on this one. What do you do with it? So, you know, when you were as a kid, dude, and you're like, oh my God, I touched her pussy, or, you know, I fingered her, or she grabbed my dick, you know, it's like, that's something. Like, I grabbed her tits. It's like, you can't grab
it. Why are they this way?
It's so fucking big.
If you're going to hook up with
her, what do you do?
If you're going to hook up with her.
Well, I tried, but it didn't
work.
See
how high they bounce.
Well, dude, I could tell you this whole story. It didn't work out because she was on her fucking rag when I started going down. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me, man? But I was ready, you know, go back to the nipple story. I had my hand, I threw my hand in her shirt, these big ass, and I'm talking about they're watermelon titties, dude. And they're not like droopy, sagging titties. They're just these big fucking
nipples.
And they're so big in these nipples. There was no nipple. There was like a fucking very small pinky tip of a nub there that you could feel that was a nipple. The rest of it was like this dartboard of an areola. And I'm like, what am I even supposed to do with this? What do you do with it? I don't know what to do with it. It was just too big.
Can I honestly say that's a problem I've never had.
Dude, it was so weird. It's just because they were so big. And it was like you couldn't like grab her nipple because it was like nothing to even pull or tug or rub. And it was like you couldn't, you know, the areola was like, I swear to God, it was like a piece of bologna. Like a piece of bologna. With like an M&M sitting on it for the nipple, dude. And that was it. It was just so subtle. That's what it was.
Oh, that's amazing.
God, but they were so huge. I mean, and I don't care if you had a fucking 12-inch dick, dude. Your dick was lost in these titties. They were just so fucking big, man. I don't know, man. And they were real. They were fucking
that's
real.
That's fucking unbelievable.
Dude, I wish I could have... I even have yearbooks. I could show you a picture of the girl. You wouldn't see her titties, but... I got a yearbook. You can see a picture of this fucking girl, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a girl with big tits, but not like that.
Dude, they were so... it just didn't work. It was weird. It was fucking odd. They were just too big. You couldn't do... You can't... It was fuck, man. I don't even know. You couldn't even like fuck them. Even I don't care if you had like a 3-gallon spray of cum. You ain't gonna cover them titties. They were so big, dude. It was just weird, almost. It was just fucking weird. It was kind of weird.
That I never had that. The closest I probably had to that size would have been the old wall pisser over there. Oh man.
Wait, whoa. All right, hold on. Time out. Wall pisser. You're talking about the one you pissed on the fucking
the dresser, the mirror, the wall, the floor.
So that girl had titties like that?
They were big. I mean, they weren't like watermelon, but they were probably decent. I'd say a large cantaloupe.
Oh, so she was a big girl, huh?
She wasn't a big girl. She just had big tits.
I just wanted
to see. You kind of caught me off guard there because I had to think about it for a second. That was a fucking drunken fucking night. Oh.
So basically what you're saying is with titties that big and you're fucking her, if you did, I don't know. That's almost like a threesome.
Yeah.
Because each titty had its own, you know, it's almost like each titty has its own area code. And then you have the girl in the middle with a vagina.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
I could fuck these two. That's almost like a threesome.
I could. I mean, I couldn't tell you honestly how it went because I was so fucking drunk that night. She was supposed to be my ride home. I ended up not going home. I ended up at her place.
Yeah, and then you pissed on her fucking.
I did. Place. I'd never been there before. I woke up in the middle of the night, still drunk. Apparently, pissed all. I guarantee you, I know I did because I seen the aftermath. I pissed all over her mirror, her dresser, her wall. Thank God I didn't piss on the TV cord because I would probably got electrocuted and probably ruined her TV. And apparently went back to bed like nothing happened.
How does that even work? I can promise you, dude, in my life I've never done some shit like that.
And then the whole time this was going on, I was butt ass naked.
Oh, I know. I believe that part. I believe that part, dude.
I woke up the next morning, laying on my back, staring up at the fucking ceiling. First question in my mind was, first off, where the fuck am I? Second off, what the fuck did I do? And three, where are my pants?
Who the fuck is this?
I texted and Snapchatted everybody I could think of that I remembered being with, and nobody's answering me. And then they all thought it was funny. Some fucking assholes I hang around with. But
like, what the fuck is going on? Dude, I'm not joking with you. Where am I? What's going
on? So I got up and looked out the window. I'm like, I am not anywhere near my house. Like, I live by the lake, by Lake Michigan. I was way west of there. Like, it would probably, if I had a walk home, I'd probably still be walking.
Dude, fuck that. You know, well, you also, dude, you fuck. You sent me a message. I don't know. When the fuck, when the hell did you crash by Sean?
Oh, a little while. A couple weeks ago, Friday, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking, dude, you sent me a message crack at dawn in the morning. They're like, I'm in a kid's bed. Where the fuck am I? And it sounds bad. It sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible.
But it's not.
No.
It's not that horrible, dude. But you were in a kid's ass bed. You're like, where the fuck am I, dude?
Yeah, and then Sean came in there with a Gatorade. He's like, morning. I'm like, oh, thank God. Because, like, the first thought that went through my head was that I fucking literally walked into somebody's house and just went to sleep.
In their kid's bed.
Yeah. Which would have been even worse.
Oh my God.
And then it finally slowly started to register, and then Sean came in there, but, oh, man, that was brutal.
Drank
all his wife's whiskey.
Yeah.
I gotta remember that I owe her a bottle for his party. I'll bring it for his party.
You're gonna have to, dude. You're gonna fucking have to owe her, dude, because that was a whole bottle. Sean was like, "Yeah, you drank a whole fucking bottle, man."
On top of what I drank at the bar before that.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, scratching CDs or what?
Dude, I'm fucking doodling. Is it fucking cutting out again?
Yeah, it was cutting out, and I keep hearing a noise. What the fuck is going on over there?
It's fucking cutting out. It's cutting out on us.
Sounds like you're sawing wood.
No, I'm doodling. I'm making a star.
Oh. But yeah, so.
That sounds very gay. Why did I even say that?
Oh.
I drew a little guy in the corner with a blacked out face, and he's got little mouse ears and a crown. And he's got a little man body, and I don't know why I drew that. And then I made a star. Thought I could do a star, but I can't do a star. And then I have guy and a buffalo on the top of my page.
Let's get back to the pisser real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're talking. Oh, yeah. Because you have a hard time pissing anyway. In a normal environment.
Well, it's not even that I have a problem pissing. It's I always find it weird that if you walk into a bathroom with one urinal and a toilet. Now, the toilet's in a stall. Why would they walk in there, see that you're pissing in the urinal, having to piss themselves? Why won't they just piss in the toilet? When they live at home, 99% of people have a toilet, not a urinal.
Yeah.
Why is it so difficult for you just to – I understand you don't want to wait there and, like, you're watching a dude piss. But why is it so difficult because you don't want people to hear your piss stream? I don't get it. It bothers me.
It's kind of funny though, dude, because I naturally, like, even at work, dude, I'll go into work, and in both of our bathroom areas for all of us, is you walk in the door, there's a urinal to the left, and then a toilet. So you walk in the door, there's a urinal to the left, and then the more official bathroom has a urinal to the left, and then it's like a stall toilet. But either way, my natural habit, dude, from going in my house is I walk in the bathroom if I'm doing whatever, and I walk in there and I just go to the toilet first. I just naturally go there when I'm not thinking.
I don't know. I was just find it weird.
I wonder what that is. I wonder.
Like, is there something, like, are you afraid? Like,
maybe they're afraid of the sound of their pee stream.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It has to be something.
It's got to be, because I don't get it. Like, and that happens a lot.
It happens a ton.
I piss a lot. So, like, I notice, like, weird shit like that. Like, and I'll tell you right now, I will never again go to the bathroom at a truck stop.
Why?
That, first off, is the most disgusting fucking thing ever. And not all of them, I'm sure. But the one that I was at? Okay, there's a guy in there taking a shower when they actually have showers in the truck stop down the fucking aisle. I don't need to see you in your underwear, dude. I don't know you.
Like, ooh.
But so walk into the bathroom. Every stall is occupied. I don't have to piss this time. I got to take a shit. My fucking stomach is bubbling. So finally, this dude comes out of the one stall, and he's like, "Hey, there's no toilet paper in there." And I'm like, "Fuck!" And I'm like, "I don't even care. I'll figure something out." I went in there, sat down, shitting, and I'm thinking to myself, first off, this guy next to me that walked in like 30 seconds after I did, he's either jerking off or he's having one hell of a shit. Cause this guy is grunting like he's having the greatest time of his life. He sits down and he's like, and I'm like, "Oh, wow." Then he's like, and I'm like, "Holy shit. Like, is this guy like having a heart attack? Cause he's got to poop so hard." And all of a sudden it gets to the point. He goes, and you just hear. And I started laughing because I'm immature and I thought it was hilarious. So,
I would have done the same, dude.
So I'm sitting there finishing up my business, and I'm like, "Man, how the fuck am I gonna wipe my ass?" So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, Beard's out in the truck. I could text him and have him come in and throw toilet paper over the top. Of course, in this bathroom, I don't have any signal. Like, I have zero signal. I can't. So I'm like, all right. So I'm looking around. I turn around, and behind me, there's the toilet seat covers. So I pull one out.
You did not.
I pull one out, and I'm like, it kind of feels like toilet. If I crumple it up, dude, I wipe my ass with like 9 of those things.
Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, I cleaned up. Like, I didn't have any residue left because I made sure I was clean when I walked out of there.
Residue?
I'm pretty sure that toilet was clogged and may have overflowed after I walked out of there. I got out, washed my hands, and I hit the fucking door, and I heard that fucking thing still going. I was gone. I don't know. I don't know. At least it didn't make the news, so it didn't flood the whole fucking building.
I guarantee you that motherfucker was clogged, dude.
I guarantee you there was duty-covered fucking toilet seat covers flowing around in that bathroom.
Oh, dude, gross.
I wasn't about to stick around to find out.
Nah, fuck no. I would have been peaced out, dude. If my butthole was clean, I'm fucking out.
Exactly.
I'm gone, dude.
I was gone. I was done. And that right there was probably, I mean, that was like what they call a double flusher.
Oh, dude, like, I do a triple.
You have to throw that courtesy flush in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you throw in the second one at the very end, and then you wipe your ass, and you throw in the third one.
Oh, I mean, my God.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever gotten duty grams. I won't name names of the people that send them to me.
Duty grams?
Like, I'll get, like, a Snapchat or a text message picture.
Hey, look at this poop.
And it'll just be a fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's like,
my brother-in-law does that.
Yeah, I get them from multiple people. Ugh. I got one. I won't say who it was from, but we were somewhere, and he shit and literally took a picture of it, came out, and analyzed the picture and told me that it came out the size of almost a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
Fucking, oh, dude.
So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, so you tore your asshole trying to take a dump.
And then you share it with people.
What? First off, what the fuck did you eat? Because there's no reason for anybody to have that come out of them. I mean, you just gave birth out of your butthole.
It's fucking gross. And then you want to share it. But then you want to share it with people.
I mean, I have to be honest. I couldn't really be mad about that because that probably was a world record.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
But those don't stick around on my phone very long because it grosses me out. I know we're sitting here talking about it, but it's gross.
Oh, dude, fucking. All right, dude, here. This is going to be weird. I'm going to change the subject a whole 190 degrees.
Just keep talking, man. I got to piss, but I can hear you.
This is going to go 190 degrees, but I actually have to talk about this because I feel weird. So, what, I don't even know how to bring this up because no matter what I bring up is going to be a bring. You know what? No, I'm not going to bring that up this time. I can't. Because it almost ties into the first episode. And we haven't even hashed that shit out yet.
I'm
rolling with it, dude.
Whatever it is, though, you need to bring it up because I'm kind of curious now. Or should we talk off the air?
dude, I want to bring it up, like the whole threesome thing.
Oh, okay.
You know exactly where that goes.
Yeah.
Mom?
Oh, my God.
Mom?
Oh, my God.
You know exactly where that is.
Yep.
And it's like, fucking man, I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. And maybe I'm curious to know about things, and I want to ask questions. And this is where I'd like to ask people, but man, I don't even want to talk about it, but I do want to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it.
Just save that for another time.
I think that's a different episode because given the situations of things, given our first episode, we're going to have to kind of keep it a little bit
undercover, kind of.
Yeah, we're just going to have to try to keep it not first name basis. We're going to have to try to, like I said, everyone, this is me and him are just winging it. Me and CJ are winging it. We're figuring shit out, trying to understand it. We're just rolling with the flow. So we're also trying to figure out not how to throw our real life people that we know under the bus or into the realm of a tornado.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of fucking flowing with it now. We're 65 minutes into it now. I think we fucking ran strong with what we wanted to do today.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good. I mean, like you said, though, the face-to-face, we can probably easily 2 hours.
Dude, me and you 100%, dude. Face-to-face is where people are going to get their entertainment from, I feel. But I feel we have to still keep our phone calls going just to, yeah, I mean, keep shit up. Keep shit up to date. Keep shit up to par. You know, I think we got to do that.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm ready to go. We can talk for another 45 minutes if you want. We could cut her out whenever.
I think we're going to cut this one out tonight because the subjects that I want to bring up are we're going to have to actually talk out together. Yeah. Because yeah. I'm gonna step into a world of like, I know that guy. I know that person. I remember. What? And it's going to turn into one of those.
We definitely need to save those for face-to-face. So
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're gonna figure this out, man. So, all right, everyone. This is our second show, second episode, second recording ever. Our episodes are probably not going to come out in order the way they were done, but we're working, we're winging it, we're trying. We just like to talk. And we're having fun. That's the best part about it is we're having fun. So yeah, we're gonna try to kick back with another episode. We're trying to do them an hour long at least. See where we go, and then I don't know, CJ, you got anything, man? Anything you want to end with?
If you're listening, once again, give us a like, subscribe. We'll get the social media running as soon as we get a little more into this. But please, anything you can do, likes and subscribes are huge for us. So
yeah.
We're just starting out, but anything you guys could do would be greatly appreciated. On that note, that's about all I got.
Man, but it is though, and once again, we do want to reiterate the fact that, dude, we are doing this because we like to talk to each other. We like to talk. We like to just babble. We like to just have conversations, and then we just like to say, you know, CJ has crazy shit happening to him on a regular basis. I'm a family man, so it happens to me, but not like him. But I love it.
My life is a soap opera.
A piece of shit, dude. Shut up.
I am a piece of shit. maybe on the next one, we'll get into some of my stories.
Oh, dude, we're gonna have to figure out a way to unleash you because you and the characters and your whole fucking personality is my god, it's a whole nother game, dude.
Yeah, that
would be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fucking amazing. I mean, you're either gonna hate it or you're gonna love it, but dude, the guy is he's a trip, dude.
I got a video, like I said, once we get the social media going, I got a video that I can post that got a hell of a standing ovation, if you will. Because I've heard from like six or eight people that have seen the video. And I think I know the guy that's got the video on his phone, so I'll get it. And we'll put that up somewhere so somebody can see that, because I keep hearing about it. I just heard about it again today.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. With you, I can only imagine, dude. I have – oh, my God.
I'll tell you right now, it's got to do with the bear that escaped from the zoo.
Oh, my God, dude. I can tell you right now, from knowing you, that actually doesn't even really do much for me, because with you, it's going to go 80 different directions. You're not going to know. We're not going to know.
No.
And it's great, and I fucking love it. And that's what makes it so fucking funny.
It's a one-man show, but I'm playing two people.
Fucking two? You got like 12. You play like 12, man.
This 3-minute scene is just about two people talking about the grizzly bear that escaped from the zoo.
Oh my God! You talking? Oh yeah.
Well, you did see that.
We got to do that.
Yeah, I keep hearing about it, so I'm gonna play it somewhere.
All right. Yeah, so everyone, we're gonna shut this off. We're working on the social media. We're working on everything's a work in progress.
Yeah. So
if we gotta work on something quicker than the other, we're gonna try. We're gonna do our best. I mean, we both have lives. We both do our shit, and this is for fun. We're not trying to be rich millionaires. We're not trying to be famous. We're doing this because we talk. We have fun. Our conversations are whack. I mean, they're going to be fucking weird always. And we're not performing for anybody here, people. No. We're just fucking being ourselves, and this is what it is.
This is all just off the top of the head kind of deal.
Yeah. We're going to try to strive for the winging it part, you know. Everybody else has got like their fucking gimmicks of, oh, we got this and this and this coming up, and we want to try that, but we like the winging it part, the randomness, the weirdness, the craziness that you can't predict in a conversation. I mean, you're just talking with two drunk idiots just having a fucking conversation, and that's what we want to keep it as, man.
But on that note, wrap her up or what?
Yeah, we're going to cut it off, dude.
All right, people. We'll see you next time.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you. And then like and subscribe, man. It's only going to help us out, and we're going to try to pay it back to everybody. So thank you for listening, and then Alan out.